Om Shanti, good morning. So today's magic of blessing, 25th June 2018. May you have the constant and unending awareness of being a master almighty authority and thereby bid farewell to obstacles. May you have the constant and unending awareness of being a master almighty authority and thereby bid farewell to obstacles. So the explanation is, the confluence age is the age to bid farewell to obstacles. What you have bid farewell to for half the cycle, do not let that come back to you again. Always remember that you are a victorious jewel, a master almighty authority. If you have this awareness all the time, no obstacles can come in front of a powerful soul. An obstacle comes and then you remove it, and so that would not be said to be constant and firm. Baba is saying, an obstacle comes and then you remove it, and so that would not be said to be a constant and firm. Therefore, pay attention to the word always. By constantly staying in remembrance, you will constantly be free from obstacles and the drums of victory will continue to beat. So Baba is saying, pay attention to the word always. By constantly staying in remembrance, you will constantly be free from obstacles and the drums of victory will continue to beat. So Baba is saying, confluence age is the age to bid farewell to all obstacles. Confluence age is the age to bid farewell to obstacles, problems, situations, maya, what Baba says. And Baba here is telling that a victorious jewel, who's that victorious jewel? If you have this awareness all the time, no obstacle can come in front of a powerful soul. What always we say, that once the obstacle comes, then we face the situation and finish it off. But here Baba is saying that obstacle won't come only, that it has to bid farewell from far off. So you are a victorious jewel. So a victorious jewel is the one where situations will come, obviously problems will come, but actually there won't be any awareness that this is a problem. There won't be any consciousness that I will perceive it as a problem. That it will not even touch my intellect that this is a problem. So that victorious jewel will be unshakable in that particular situation. So I was just thinking, example of Brahma Baba. In the beginning, when Yajna was facing lot of oppositions, and if you remember Hapur's example, Hapur, there was a lot of opposition to Brahma Kumaris that time, and center was put a lock from outside by the public over there. The water supply to the center was poisoned. The electricity was cut off. All the brothers and sisters who were staying at their center were facing a lot of problem. Even that one brother who went to the market, people had thrown snake in his neck, on his body. And such was the opposition there. And there was a lot of fear which was going on, that what will happen. There were a lot of processions against Brahma Kumaris there. So then this news reached Brahma Baba, and Baba was asked that, Baba, this is going on there, should we call our sisters back? And what Baba said, nothing new in drama. See, this is a very big problem, this is a very big obstacle, and one should get, you know, disturbed that, oh, my children are there, I should call them back. But Baba did not perceive it as a problem, as an obstacle. And Baba said, nothing new, let them stay there. And this is in the drama. So that's how a victorious jewel will be. A second example was when Om Mandali was there, and once Baba was called by these people and they wanted to discuss with Baba. So Baba and Badi Dadiji went there, and Baba was invited there, but that person got up and he was abusing Baba so much. He was just shouting at Baba, literally shouting and abusing, giving bad words. And what Baba was doing? Baba was just standing. And Dadiji says in her experience that my blood was boiling. Ki, what is this? Baba is not telling anything. Why is not Baba reacting to what he is saying? And then everything got over and they left. And Dadi was little, what? Why did Baba didn't say anything? He was saying so bad. And she asked Baba, Baba, why didn't you say anything? And Dadi describes that entire event. She says that it was the same as that Shishupal and Krishna. Shishupal gives a lot of bad words to Krishna, and Krishna says, no, I will forgive him for 100 sins. So Dadi says it was the same situation where Krishna is standing and Shishupal is actually, you know, blasting. So Dadi asked Baba, why didn't you say anything? And what Baba said? He is also my child. See, now this is also a problem, an obstacle, but Baba was unshakable. So it did not perceive as a problem. It didn't touch his intellect. That is a victorious jewel. So that's what Baba is telling today, that obstacles, you bid farewell to them from far off only. And same example of Badi Dadiji. There was a server, a Kumar had come to Shantivan, and in the night for Gulab Jamun, that sweet liquid was prepared and it was kept in the vessel, and it's so big vessel. And this Kumar who had come as a Sevadari, he came in the morning and he thought he has to clean the vessel. So he poured the entire vessel out and he threw everything out. And then later he came to know that sweet liquid was prepared for Gulab Jamun. And so much money is wasted. He threw everything. So the brothers there shouted at him, obviously, what you did? And this thing reached to Dadi, Badi Dadiji, that what did you did? What did he do? So then obviously he was called by Dadi. So he was actually shivering. He was very fearful that now Dadi is going to shout at me. And see, for Dadi also, now just look at this administrative head. So much money is wasted. Now Dadi has this problem. And it would be like she would react to it. What a normal person would do? React to that situation, get disturbed and tell the other person. This is a normal thing we would expect, right? Or a very yogi soul, how he would do or she would do that, why didn't you pay attention? We would say some words, we would explain in a sweet way. But see, what was Dadi's reaction when that Kumar went to Dadi? Dadi said, everything is okay. So that Kumar said yes. And Dadi gave Drishti to him. And Dadi gave Toli to him and said, go. See, now see the reaction. This was also a problem, but see how a victorious jewel reacts to it. They don't perceive it. No, that was Gulab Jamun, not Rasgulla. So Dadi also didn't react to it. So how she was unshakable? Otherwise we would react, we would shout, at least we would say something. So she did not perceive it as a problem. Obviously now whatever loss had to happen, happened. So why to disturb our own stage with that? And then that Kumar went. What Dadi always felt, that soul has already realized his mistake. Now I need not give him any punishment for that. That was Dadi's approach when all these problems used to happen in yajna. Small problems. So this is what Baba is saying. An obstacle comes and then you remove it, and so that would not be said to be constant and firm. Therefore Baba says, pay attention to the word always. By constantly staying in remembrance, you will constantly be free from obstacles and the drums of victory will continue to beat. So this is today's magic of blessing. Om Shanti.